and rope. Other levers have little to do with physical force, but are just as useful. For example, a simple flick of a switch bathes an entire room in light. Depressing a trigger engages a drill which can be used for a myriad of household projects. I'm going to show you how to use the leverage promised by the 80-20 rule to dramatically improve every facet of your lifestyle. 80-20 Your Life is Open-Ended. Again, it's not my intent to give you a blueprint. I'm not interested in providing a plug-and-play formula. In my opinion, such an approach would do more harm than good. Any application of the Pareto principle should complement your circumstances. Your circumstances are unique to you. My goal in 80-20 Your Life is to inspire you to brainstorm and experiment with ways to apply the Pareto principle in your own daily experience. I'll give you a number of examples along the way, some of which come from my own life. You'll discover how I've used the 80-20 rule and the leverage it offers to make considerable changes in my lifestyle. But these examples should serve only as a springboard for your own ideas. The 80-20 rule should reflect the context of your life and complement your personal goals. It's my sincere hope that you'll become as enthusiastic as I am about the life-changing potential of the Pareto principle. I'm convinced you'll find that after you apply it to one area of your life and witness the results, you'll want to apply it everywhere. My 80-20 lifestyle, or how the Pareto principle was a game changer for me. I stumbled onto the 80-20 rule while attending college. It was a revelation to me. Today, decades later, it's still the measuring stick I use when deciding how and where to spend my time. Having said that, it took me years to discover the true potential of the 80-20 rule. I had a limited perspective in college. I spent most of my time on school-related tasks, such as completing assignments and projects and studying for exams. That solitary focus constrained my understanding of the 80-20 rule. I applied the rule to all things related to my studies, but failed to intuit its wider applications. It wasn't until much later that I began to comprehend the spectacular usefulness of the Pareto principle toward other ends. Here's a glimpse at how my perception expanded over the years. In corporate America, I learned quickly that not all meetings were worth attending. The majority were a waste of time for me. So I started skipping those, focusing on meetings where my presence was actually necessary. Numerous problems surfaced during the course of a typical day. It was tempting to treat each of them with the same level of attention. But I learned that some problems were unimportant and best ignored for the sake of moving forward. Emails and instant messages were out of control at my workplace. The volume was overwhelming as everyone CC'd everyone else to keep folks in the loop. I learned I could ignore most emails and messages. I also discovered that those relevant to my work rarely required a response from me. Running my own business. I started a small business in the early aughts. Time was precious to me as I was still working 50 to 60 hours a week at my job. So I needed a way to grow my business with a minimal investment of time. I used many of the lessons I learned in corporate America. For example, I avoided unnecessary meetings and phone calls. I ignored non-essential emails. When I needed outside help, I avoided the typical back and forth that's par for the course for hiring folks. I also found that 80% of my business's revenue came from 20% of its customers. The ratio was actually around 87-13. I had heard about this phenomenon, but running this business allowed me to witness it firsthand. It was a powerful lesson for me. It drove home the inarguable validity of the Pareto principle. My relationships. While attending college, I read Dale Carnegie's classic book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I craved more connections and thought having a large number of friends was the solution. Carnegie's advice worked better than I dreamed. Within a month, I was constantly surrounded by people who desired my attention. Unfortunately, it was a hollow success. The friendships I developed were shallow.